Chapter 12. Terra, the Imperial Palace.
Arrakhan, like you said, sir, said Esad Wire, better known to Vangorich as Beast Cruel. Veritas has taken chambers in the Ecclesiarchy dorms on the Western Projection. Hardly any security at all. Thinks that being on Terra, being an Inquisitor, makes him invulnerable. No doubt the Emperor will protect him. Van der Deckart and his interrogator, Lykshaw Cyndrapool is her name, they're a bit smarter. They've holed up in the Senatorum Rotunda until the conclave. There are more guards there than at the Ecclesiarchy Holdings, but nothing that would present a problem.
Vangorich held up a hand to stop his assassin's report. Through the narrow window of his chamber, relinquished from the grasp of a lower overseer in the administratum a few days earlier, the Grand Master looked over the turrets and roofs of the Imperial Palace's northern stretches. In particular, his eye was drawn to the dozens of chimneys that sprouted from behind the crenellations that capped the Tower of Philo. Amongst the grey smog was a slightly darker smoke, reddish in colour. It was, Vangorich knew, caused by the burning of cacophyte incense, and was the signal agreed with Venand that the two of them should meet at the Sigilite's retreat.
In short, none of them are beyond easy reach, Vangorich asked, standing up.
Cruel stepped to one side as the Grand Master headed towards the door. His hesitancy in replying caused Vangorich to stop and turn a suspicious eye on the assassin.
That is the case, is it not? MacTannin has gone missing, sir.
Though his temper was tested, there was no point in Vangorich berating Cruel for what had happened. They exited the chamber and entered the disused room beyond. A score of clerks had been moved to another wing following the relocation of their overseer, leaving rows of desks, each with illuminatorum screens and digi-quills, still intact. A hexabacus had been left behind on one of the desks, and there were a few personal belongings, prayer books and beads, an ectograph of a paternal-looking figure, a pair of fingerless gloves, remarkable by their gaudily knitted pattern, other odds and ends of no import. Old bare boards creaked underfoot as they passed between the empty workstations.
And Horashi of the Colexus has been informed, Vangorich asked. She will be ready with an operative, should we need it?
Yes, sir. The anti-psychers are ready for your word. Veritas's entourage seems to be mundane, mostly ex-guard and ex-frateries, as far as I can tell. Some augmetics and bionics and quite an arsenal between them. The others have entourages with some muscle, but mostly academic and administrative. According to Venan's report, only Najarita is a psyker. And isn't she on our side?
Nobody is on our side,
Vangorich said more hastily than he'd intended. He recovered his composure.
Not even Venand. We are each striving for our own agenda. Never forget that.
Of course. There is a rotating watch being kept on the others, sir. I'll be handling Venand myself.
Good. Get some rest. Your mark will be busy for the next hour at least, I would say. You'll be able to pick her up again in the sub-basement beneath the Ice Conservatory.
The knowledge that he had deduced the Inquisitor's route to the Sigilite's retreat gave Vangorich a satisfying warmth in his stomach.
Be ready for anything.
Cruel nodded and broke away, heading out of a side door, while Vangorich continued towards the end of the chamber. The Grand Master waited at the door for a moment, listening intently. There was no sound outside. He opened the door and stepped out into the empty corridor. Crossing the wide passage to a nondescript door opposite, Vangorich let himself into the dormitories for the former workers of the scriptorium he had just left. Bare wooden cots, small side tables and footlockers were where their occupants had left them, though the bedclothes had been stripped. The walls were tiled with white, as was the floor, giving the bare room a clinical, sterilized feel. Vangorich moved aside the bunk at the far end and carefully pulled out a broken wall tile near the floor to expose a keyhole. Kneeling, he slipped a key from his waistband and turned the lock. Part of the wall shifted fractionally into the room. Shuffling back, Bangerich used the key as a handle to lift the hinged portal, exposing the foot of a ladder disappearing below the dormitory. Withdrawing his key, the Master of Assassins replaced the broken tile, ducked into the small alcove behind the wall, and pulled the door shut behind him. In gloom, he descended the ladder, counting out 93 rungs. The ladder continued down all the way to the sublevels, another 708 steps. He had counted them himself. Still in total darkness, he stepped out to the left, swinging himself out into what seemed like thin air. The tip of his boot scraped against a ledge no wider than his thumb, while the fingertips of his left hand found a similar purchase just above head height. He edged, spider-like, for 10 feet between what he had subsequently discovered were the walls of an ecclesiarchy chapel and the robing rooms of the female clergy members. He wondered if the small hidden space into which he lowered himself had first been designed by a less than chaste preacher or cardinal. It mattered not. The small door that had once led to it from a trapdoor in the chapel had been blocked with ferrocrete. From here, Bangerich was able to move, bent almost double, through the collapsed catacombs of the Shrine of Imperial Mercies, once the Palatine Tower that had guarded the inner western curtain wall of the Imperial Palace. Still without any light, he counted the crab-like steps until he came to an empty tomb. Pulling aside the cover, he pulled himself into the sarcophagus. Floorboards overhead turned into rafters in a way only found in somewhere as labyrinthine as the Imperial Palace. Dropping down 10 feet to a solid wooden floor, Bangerich straightened and dusted himself off. From here, it was just a few feet to the rotating section of wall that left him looking through one of the archways leading to the Sigillite's retreat. Venand was already waiting for him, as he suspected she would be. The ruddy smoke had been their agreed sign for urgent action. She was bent over a digi-scroll reader.
"Which one of them do you want dead first?" Bangerich asked, stepping into the bear garden.
Venand sat up and her head snapped round in shock. She took a deep breath, shook her head in disapproval of Vangerich's theatrics, and stowed the scroll reader in a bag in her lap. "None of them," she said after a moment's thought. "Tempting as it is, I don't think I want to go that far, and certainly not using one of your operatives. You do know that your department is only meant to act with the approval of the High Lords."
"A technicality. The High Lords. A High Lord. Is there a difference? And, as a member of the Inquisition, you bear the Emperor's sigil. Your voice is his voice. The whole of the Imperium is yours to requisition, should you wish. You only need to ask."
"It would still cause ripples. A tidal wave, in fact. Look, let's keep this brief. I came to warn you that Veritas is about to bring together the Conclave to judge my actions as Inquisitorial representative. Even if somehow I manage to wriggle out of that, I will be suspended from my office for the duration. I'm sure Veritas has someone already in mind, should the Senatorum be convened in the meantime."
"By which you mean that Veritas will ensure the Senatorum is convened in your absence, and his man or woman will take your place as the Inquisitorial representative?"
"Yes, exactly." Bangerich paced along one of the paths, avoiding the cracks between the slabs, to test himself, rather than out of superstition.
"Which one will it be?" he asked.
"What do you mean?" Bangerich stopped, pivoted on his toes, and looked at Venand, his hands on his hips.
"Which of Veritas's followers is going to be replacing you? I could, you know, have them made unavailable."
"I don't know. Besides, there are a dozen more Inquisitors currently on Terra who might equally be in the frame for the position. I said no to any kill missions, and I mean it."
"So, what do you propose to do about the situation?"
"That is for me to worry about. In Lansung's absence, thanks be to the Emperor for small mercies, it is possible for the Lord Commander to grant provisional first-tier status to one of the other High Lords not in the 12. I have spoken with Udo, privately, and he is prepared to extend full senatorial rights to the Grand Master of the Officio Assassinorum. I need the Senatorum to convene before Veritas's conclave begins so that Udo can forward the proposal and I can second it. You'll need to be there too."
"All very good, but I fail to see why you needed to tell me this with such urgency."
One of Veritas's companions has gone missing.
Mac Tannin. Yes, I know.
As soon as he said these words, Vangrich regretted his glibness. Before he could qualify his statement, Venand was on her feet, pointing at the Grand Master.
Ah, so you've lost him as well.
Momentarily misplaced, perhaps, confessed Vangrich, who didn't like being caught out in such an awkward position.
Find him, snapped Venand. You know he's able to mask his true form, though to what extent we can only guess. Not like one of your Calidus assassins, I'd wager, but certainly capable of mimicking anyone of the same basic physical structure. Veritas brought him here for a reason. To replace somebody. I'm sure of it.
Replace whom?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be here asking you to hunt him down, would I?
Venand flexed her fingers in agitation.
I consider MacTernan's absence to be a paramount threat at this time. If you find him, try to take him alive.
If that is not possible?
Make it possible. Let's hope he isn't disguised as someone important.
Very well. I assume I will receive no official notification of this mission?
Your assumption is correct. I would certainly never condone the officio assassinorum being deployed against a fellow inquisitor, as I made clear at the start of this conversation.
Vangrich smiled and sighed.
I do so like it when we are being absolutely clear. It makes my duties all the more pleasant. I shall deal with this bothersome shape-changer. Make sure you get me onto the Council of Terror again.
Naffor incense when you've located Mac Tannin?
As you say, Venand. I look forward to a summons to the Senatorium Imperialis.
And I look forward to a smudge of blue smoke.